Does the European experience with austerity inform any of your decisions in Congress?
I think in truth what we need is the following. We need to do something to try to get the economy growing faster and to generate more employment opportunities. We need to deal with some critical infrastructure challenges in a way that are properly designed, effectively implemented, which the last ones weren't, okay? At the same point in time, in order to accomplish that in a prudent and politically feasible way, it needs to be coupled with a deal that will deal with the structural drivers of our deficits. And those are social insurance programs, health care costs, and an outdated tax system. So you need to do them combined. You don't want to do too much austerity because you'll undercut economic growth, you'll exacerbate unemployment problems. On the other hand, there are some that say, well, let's just focus on that. Don't worry about the debt. Interest rates are very low. That's very myopic. That's very dangerous. The answer is, let's do both, and we have to do them as a deal. By the way, as was mentioned, we don't have a combined budget. We've been a republic since 1789, and we don't have three things that Management 101 says you have to have to maximize success and mitigate risk. We have no plan, we have no budget, and we have no performance metrics about what's working and what's not working. And we wonder why we have a problem.
No, and I'll tell you, I agree with David that a simple plan of austerity is not going to do it. In fact, when you look in Great Britain, I think they're almost facing a triple dip recession based on their plans of pure austerity, which is very similar to at least the House budget that was passed through the House this year. You have to have that mix. And, you know, there are people who don't want to see some of the cuts that we're going to have to do, but we have to. And there may be cuts that we might disagree on where to cut, but unless we sit down and have that conversation, which is that roadmap by having a budget, we're going to keep kicking the can. And I think the classic example is I've listened to a lot of debate. Being new, I actually listened to debate on the congressional floor. I don't know why. And you hear people talk about bad programs. And there are plenty. GAO's put out a report with many duplicative programs. There's a lot of things we could go through you could get rid of. But when you don't do the hard work of having a budget and you just do continuing resolutions and you just keep punting and punting, you don't defund any of those programs. And you don't make the proper investments you need to. So simply cutting and slashing right now as the economy needs to get up and going is the complete opposite of what you should do. The CBO said 3/4 of the deficit in the next year of our nation's deficit is economic weakness, unemployment and underemployment. We need to focus on that first and foremost, and that will help us take care of these long-term issues. I think that's the most important thing we can do.
You know, both David and Mark just did a pretty good job of describing how incredibly dysfunctional the federal government is. I don't know very many Americans who think government at any level is particularly effective or efficient. Why would you want to grow it? But Mark said we were cutting and slashing. Let's talk about austerity, okay? Let's talk about the actual facts and figures. 10 years ago, the federal government spent $2.2 trillion. Last year and this year, we'll spend $3.6 trillion. And the argument moving forward is 10 years in the future, the House is proposing spending $5 trillion. President Obama wants to spend $5.7. Now, I don't know. We're not talking about cutting anything in total. All we're trying to do is limit the rate of growth in a responsible fashion. The House budget actually does produce a balanced budget, puts us on a glide path to balance it in 10 years. Senator Patty Murray's Senate budget never balances, nor does President Obama's. Again, to call it austere, sure, that's good political demagoguery. It's simply not true.